Abraham Lincoln led the country through the Civil War, but it was this man who defeated him for the Senate just 2 years prior. We'll go to the home of the man known as the Little Giant on this edition of the American Countryside. The Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Janet Modlach has put much time into restoring and opening this historic home in Brandon, Vermont.
Stephen Douglas was born in this house in 1813.
Douglas is still well known today, probably because of the famous man against whom he campaigned.
He ran for president against Abraham Lincoln, and most people will remember him from the debates.
Those debates occurred in 1858. 2 years prior to their presidential contest, when Lincoln and Douglas crisscrossed Illinois to win votes for their Senate campaigns.
His father was a doctor, local doctor in town, and this house is right in the center of town. His father died when he was only 2 months old.
Stephen's mother could not care for the children and the home and moved the family in with her parents on the family farm.
He did not like the farm life. He was not meant to be a farmer. When he was a young teenager, he decided to become a cabinet maker.
He moved to Illinois as a teenager and began to read law, then entered politics, where his legacy became intertwined with that of Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln and Douglas ran against each other for a senator seat, and Douglas won. And then when they were running against each other for president, Douglas was much better known. But Douglas, his platform was always let the states decide, let the people decide. And ultimately, that's what ruined his political career, but probably saved the nation.
Lincoln won the presidential election of 1860, of course. Douglas's platform of states' rights was defeated, and the nation soon entered the Civil War. While it is Lincoln, who is better known today, it is Stephen Douglas, Lincoln's political adversary, that was born here in central Vermont. Traveling the countryside in Brandon, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCray.